Councillor Ivan Henderson, would you like to put your question to Councillor Goggin?
Thank you, Chair. Will the portfolio holder for finance please advise the council as to whether any projected figures are available as to the cost to the council taxpayers of the Tendrin District resulting from Douglas Carswell's politically motivated decision to impose a by-election on the Clacton constituency?
Thank you, Councillor Goggin. You may reply.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Thank you, Councillor Henderson, for that excellent question. However, I would recommend an extension to your question. As we've discussed, the estimated cost of the election is in excess of £100,000, and that's in direct costs. However, as we've already heard and had discussed, there are a huge amount of indirect costs below the line, which could be, as we've heard over there, much higher than that. However, your question relates to the council taxpayers of the Tendring District. I'd extend that, and I'll answer it as if you'd asked it. Should be asking what is the cost to the taxpayers in general, because the direct costs are met by central government rather than by tendering themselves. So your question as it stands is that the cost to Tendring District ratepayers is not that high. However, it does mean that everybody's paying. So it does mean that we're all paying. So whether it's £100,000 or whether it's £120,000 or it's £130,000, the key issue is that our staff, who we've said several times tonight, are absolutely excellent producing absolutely excellent results, will have their time and their energy directed into an area which is one that we'd rather not have had. Thank you.
You would like to reply? You'd like...
Yes, please. I'm sure he did. I'm sure he's aware that what Councillor Sheeran said earlier about his views about this by-election. Does he share my view that most politicians, I'd say the majority of politicians, act in an honourable way? And I think actually, although I disagree, the Liberal Democrats are acting in an honourable way because they're actually seeing their term through with the coalition and they're going to be judged in 2015 on that basis. And that's why I find this by-election dishonourable. Dishonourable. Because will he agree with me that the benefits of this by-election and the cost to the taxpayer will not benefit these residents in this constituency one bit? And if, will he agree with me further? And if the former MP was an honourable politician, he would have stood in 2015 on the basis of all the policies that he's supported during nearly the whole of this Parliament, that people within Clacton have suffered. Some may say they've gained, but the majority have possibly suffered. And I quote the bedroom tax. I quote the top-down restructure of the NHS. I quote the cuts in public services and the cuts to public workers' jobs. He would have been judged in 2015 on that basis. Would he agree with me that I believe the move and the cost of this by-election is a cowardly act on behalf of the former MP? Because if he was honourable, he would have stood by those policies and let the electorate judge him in the party that he actually was involved in making those policies in the first place. And he's just jumped ship because he's scared.
Thank you, Councillor Henderson. Councillor Goggin would like to reply.
I thank you for your second part of your question, and there are many parts of that that I know you agree with on this side of the room, and also that we agree with on this side of the room. Whether it's £100,000 or not, the cost of £100,000 over 7 months is about £13,000 a month. And it's difficult to put that in value. But if we didn't pay that, or the taxpayers didn't have to pay that, £13,000 a month, every month, for 7 months, would buy a new car every month for a nurse in the maternity ward in Harwich. So all of a sudden, we talk glibly about millions, and we talk glibly about hundreds of thousands. When it comes down to it, this money is being moved from one area to another. It's there. The money's there. But it's being used in an area that we would rather not have had. And what it detracts from this council. My colleague here said how proud he was. We have excellent staff who are delivering the biggest coastal protection project in east of England this year. We're in the United Kingdom, thank you. We're improving leisure facilities across the board. We're doing free residence parking. We've got the woman's tour. We've introduced a green waste system, especially for the people of Jaywick. And we've introduced funding for PCSOs. And, of course, we've introduced and expanded upon the air show. So all of these fantastic things are being done by our members of staff. And during the next month, their energies will be directed in an area that we and you believe is a selfish and arrogant use of money. Thank you.
Thank you for your questions. They were very interesting and resolved. I don't know whether they resolved anything, but they were very interesting.